The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
This is Anton Bentley and you're listening to Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the South. June is going to be an exciting month for the arts in Nelson, and today I'll be looking at some of the great things on offer. Starting at the Theatre Royal, the professional theatre company presents Mr. and Mrs. Macbeth of Dodson Valley Road, which is playing until the 15th of June. Joe and Tom Macbeth are experienced professional actors who have a reputation as Shakespearean specialists. It is the opening night of a production of Macbeth, 30 minutes before curtain up. In the dressing room, something major has happened, not great timing. Crisp, sharp dialogue, revelations and discoveries on both sides provide a moments of emotion, accusations and crackling synergy. With a crisis just before the interval, disaster seems imminent. The second half is filled with every director's and actor's nightmare. Being in the wrong play at the wrong time, especially when Taika Waititi is in the house casting for his Amazon-funded film version of the Shakespearean tragedy. Enjoy a rollercoaster ride of comedy, drama, poignancy and explosive conflict as these two stage dynamos reveal the highs and lows of partnerships on and off stage. Mr. and Mrs. Macbeth of Dodson Valley Road will appeal to all, including people who hated Shakespeare at school. At Theatre Royal on Friday, June 23rd, The Adele Experience, hits from albums 19 to 30, is a celebration of Adele's journey to superstardom and the performer we've all come to know and love. Modelled off Adele's down-to-earth, unapologetic, raw and accidentally hilarious personality, this show promises magical improvised moments, heartfelt ballads and all-out bashes. The incredible musicianship of Joanna Millett brings Adele's timeless hits to the stage. From Chasing Pavements to Someone Like You and beyond, the Adele Experience is more than just a concert. It's an immersive journey through the life and music of one of the greatest artists of our time. With a high-energy, engaging atmosphere, this show is perfect for music lovers of all ages and backgrounds. Get your tickets now and prepare to be swept away by the power and passion of Adele's music. Pride and Prejudice at the Theatre Royal, June 28th to the 1st of July. Now, this isn't your grandmother's Austen. Nelson Repertory Theatre is proud to present Kate Hamill's theatrical reimagining of Pride and Prejudice, a bold and boisterous take that updates this classic tale for the modern era. After all the absurdities and thrills of finding your perfect or imperfect match in life are relevant no matter what century it is. The outspoken Lizzie Bennet is determined to never marry, despite mounting pressure from society. But can she really resist love, especially when the impossibly aggravating Mr. Darcy keeps popping up at every turn? Literature's greatest tale of latent love has never felt so theatrical or so full of life than it does in this hilarious adaptation. Because what turns us into greater fools than the high-stakes game of love? This delightful, hilarious and audacious adaptation has something for everyone, whether you're a die-hard Austen fan or experiencing the story for the first time. With humour, heart and a whole lot of romance, this effervescent adaptation is sure to leave you swooning. Bookings for these shows are at the Theatre Royal, www.theatreroyal.co.nz. Moving on now to some music events, starting with some treats at the Nelson Centre of Musical Arts. On Wednesday, 7th of June, Jackie Clark brings her show Jackie Goes Prima Diva and turns her powerhouse vocals, wicked humour and maverick entertainment style to interpreting the songs of the 20th and 21st century's most legendary divas. Ms. Clark pays homage to Judy Garland, Shirley Bassey, Peggy Lee, Barbara Streisand and more. From Alberta Hunter to Dolly Parton, from Kate Bush to Lady Gaga, Jackie lets her diva flag fly while playfully interacting with the audience with trademark witty panache. You can expect iconic songs performed with a tender soul and gleeful virtuosity, so don't miss this rollicking show of bravura songs, styling, pin drop moments and plenty of laughs from a New Zealand dairy-fed diva with her feet on the ground and her head amongst the stars. Something a bit different at NCMA on the Saturday the 10th of June, a Britain serenade. Join conductor Costa Simpson, the Cromer Chamber Choir and the NCMA Chamber Orchestra in celebration of one of the most significant British composers of the 20th century, Benjamin Britten. Born in 1913, Britten was a prolific composer of opera, orchestral music, chamber music and vocal music. His works were deeply rooted in the English musical tradition while also incorporating modernist techniques. The programme begins with Choral Dances from Gloriana, which is Britten's opera, written in 1953 for the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. The Choral Dances are a set of six movements that showcase Britten's skills in writing choral music. The dances are full of energy, rhythmic vitality and captivating melodies. The Rejoice in the Lamb Cantata, written in 1943, sets a poem by Christopher Smart, which describes the divine nature of all creation from the smallest insect to the highest angel. Britten's music is full of whimsy, humour and exuberance, making it a joy to listen to. The piece features choir, soloists and organ, played by the renowned Dunedin-based organist David Birchall. The serenade for tenor, horn and strings follows, written during the dark days of World War II in 1943. It's a setting of six poems by different poets, ranging from Shakespeare to Blake, and Britten explores the range of emotions from tender and romantic to the dark and haunting. The piece features tenor soloist Sid Chad, horn player Alex Morton, and the NCMA Chamber Orchestra. It's a remarkable showcase for the performer's virtuosity. And finally, the programme is ended with Simple Symphony, composed in 1943, when Britten was just 20 years old. The work is a nostalgic tribute to Britten's childhood and based on themes he wrote as a child. The symphony is playful, charming and full of youthful energy. It's written for a string orchestra and divided into four movements, each of which reflects a different aspect of childhood. So join the celebration of one of Britten's most significant composers, Benjamin Britten, from whimsical choral dances to haunting serenade and nostalgic simple symphony. This colourful programme promises to delight and entertain. And then something a little different, music by candlelight, on Sunday the 25th of June. So experience Nelson Cathedral in a new light. The candlelit interior, with an incredible atmosphere and a musical extravaganza with a variety of styles that will set the scene for Te Rangiroa a few days later. Nigel Weeks will direct top talent with three choirs, brass ensemble and many soloists, and this was sure to be a show to remember. In addition to the evening shows, there are a number of lunchtime concerts which play on Thursdays at 2:30 at NCMA. Chris Everest on Thursday the 8th of June is a classical guitarist and he presents a colourful programme of works by New Zealand composers alongside with a few classics from the traditional repertoire, uncovering the often hidden repertoire of New Zealand classical guitar. This includes pieces by John Ritchie, David Farquhar, Kenneth Young and many more. Sunday 15th of June, Alvaro Moreno, self-portrait. After many years of dedication to music, Alvaro's own path has been full of black swans, beautiful coincidences and hard decisions. This is an intimate and passionate concert that develops a self-musical portrait while serving as meditation about the use and presence of music in our life. June 22nd, Matteo Napoli. Now, Matteo Napoli is a pianist, and he was born in Salerno and is now resident in Auckland. He is an honours graduate of the Giordano Conservatory in Italy, and early in his career he captured worldwide attention, winning many competitions, including first prize in the International Litz competition at Lucca in 1986. He's performed all over Europe, as well as New York, Mexico City, Sao Paulo, Japan, Australia, China and Malaysia. And we're really grateful that he's going to be here to share his talents with Nelson. Nelson City Brass are playing Thursday lunchtime, 29th of June. Soloists and small ensembles perform in preparation for competing at the 2023 National Brass Band Championships. NBS Nelson City Brass has an exceptional track record as one of New Zealand's leading brass bands. As well as achieving success in band competitions, the band received no less than 7 medals in the 2022 Nationals and hopes to achieve similar success in 2023. So join NCMA for this pre-contest showcase of some of the finest brass musicians in the country. Performers will include current national solo champions Ross Gerritsen, Kay McKenzie and Mike Ford, as well as duets and ensembles comprising various musicians from within the band. So all bookings and information for NCMA events are available at www.ncma.nz. In addition to music and other performances, there are a number of exhibitions well worth checking out at the moment. Changing Threads National Contemporary Textile Fibre Art Awards is a national exhibition organised by Arts Council Nelson and held annually at the Refinery Art Space, encouraging fibre and textile artists to push the boundaries of contemporary practice. Over the year, the awards have grown and proven to be highly valued both by artists and viewers, and gained recognition as the most prestigious awards event in this area of arts practice. The exhibition is currently showing until the Saturday the 10th of June at the Refinery Art Space, 114 Hardy Street in Nelson. And then we have got a couple of really interesting things at the Suter Art Gallery. Cabinet of Curiosities shows until Sunday the 25th of June. Starting in the 1600s, there was a trend in Europe's wealthy and educated circles that was mainly embraced by male collectors. These collectors created special rooms known as cabinets of curiosities or wonder chambers, which housed an array of fascinating and strange objects. These collections included a diverse and whimsical mix of things such as art, decorative items, preserved body parts, skeletons, stuffed animals, and insects like butterflies. These private collections were often seen as a mixture of quasi-scientific objects and other interesting and educational items from around the world. In fact, they were the precursor to modern-day museums. It's important to note that some of the items in these historic collections may seem a bit eerie to modern-day viewers. However, the Cabinet of Curiosities were a popular trend in their time and remain a fascinating part of our cultural history. This collection of objects is a fascinating and eclectic mix, drawn from both the Suter's collection and long-term loans. And you may recall in the last episode, I talked about Fire and Ice, currently showing at the Suter Art Gallery. As Robert Frost says, some say the world will end in fire, some say in ice. Experience the elemental forces of fire and ice in this captivating exhibition featuring works by renowned artists including Ewan MacLeod, David Ryan, Neil Fraser and Craig Potten, as well as ceramics by Christine Boswick, Len Castle and Raywin Atkinson. Discover stunning landscapes of the Southern Alps and glaciers that have inspired generations of adventurers and artists, now threatened by climate change and global warming. This exhibition also honours the memory of David Blunt, a passionate advocate for New Zealand's alpine environments, whose contributions have enabled the Suter to acquire remarkable artworks for the collection. Don't miss this powerful showcase of art that captures the majesty, fragility, and wonder of our world's elemental extremities. And to accompany this exhibition, Fire and Ice, their art talks is on Tuesday, the 13th of June, from 10 past 12 to 10 past 1. And you're invited to join curator Julie Catchpole and renowned artists Ewan McLeod, David Ryan, Christine Boswick and Craig Potten for an engaging floor talk on Fire and Ice. Ewan McLeod, all the way from Australia, will share his artistic journey alongside Craig Potten, discussing their captivating work and the remarkable collaborative project they have been crafting, inspired by their adventures in the breathtaking Southern Alps. Christine Boswick's contrasting supersized bowls capture the dichotomy of fire and ice. Her journey in clay began in the late 70s. Today her work exploits the rich organic and textural potency of clay to reflect the fragile beauty of the natural world and allegorically the human condition. David Ryan's interests include travels of the 19th century explorers, adventurers and surveyor artists such as John Gully, their map-making, topographical images and notations. Thank you for joining me today for Art for Art's Sake. This is Anton Bentley for Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the South, and all our programs are available on podcast wherever you get yours. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.